USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The Omicron variant of the coronavirus is spreading faster than the Delta variant and is causing infections in people already vaccinated or who have recovered from the COVID-19 disease, the head of the World Health Organization said on Monday.
There is now consistent evidence that Omicron is spreading significantly faster than the Delta variant.
Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told a news briefing for Geneva-based journalists held at its new headquarters building. Former President Donald Trump claimed Monday that New York Attorney General Letitia James is a corrupt official doing the dirty work of the Democratic Party. In a statement issued on the same day, Trump filed the lawsuit against James in an effort to halt her civil investigation. The former president later issued a statement condemning her and her investigation. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
Former Alaska governor and vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin vowed on Sunday she would only get a COVID vaccine over her dead body.
Realize that those around you, as you stiffen your spine, their spines too will stiffen. And there is empowerment in a group like this where you all can realize and kind of feed off each other.
The conservative firebrand also blasted Dr. Anthony Fauci, noting Fauci's inconsistent explanation of natural immunity. President Joe Biden will give an Omicron variant-focused speech on Tuesday as the nation contends with higher case numbers, deaths, and hospitalizations from the coronavirus heading into the holidays. News of Biden's speech on the new variant comes after he delivered a direct message to the country on Thursday, warning that people who are not vaccinated against COVID-19 are looking at a bleak and dangerous winter if they do not get their shots soon. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Right now, I gotta straighten out this closet. One side.
Classic radio theater.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. Well, here I am.
Yikes! Oh, George, we've got company.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater on this radio station or online anywhere podcasts are served by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A daring escape of 12 missionaries in Haiti.
Officials say the group of 12 Christian missionaries who recently made it back to the United States actually escaped captivity. They were not freed by members of the Haitian gang. Christian Aid Ministries saying the adults of the group decided to flee and made a daring escape. The gang originally kidnapped 17 missionaries on October 16th after the group had visited an orphanage near the capital city of Port-au-Prince. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The suburban Minneapolis police officer who says she meant to use her taser instead of her gun when she shot and killed motorist Dante Wright made a blunder of epic proportions and did not have a license to kill, a prosecutor told jurors on Monday, shortly before they began deliberating in her manslaughter trial. Kim Potter's attorney, Earl Gray, countered during closing arguments that the former Brooklyn Center police officer made an honest mistake by pulling her handgun instead of her taser and that shooting Wright wasn't a crime. In the walk of life, nobody's perfect. Everybody makes mistakes, Grace said. Prosecutor Aaron Eldridge said during her summation that Wright's death was entirely preventable, totally avoidable. Claiming it was a mistake is not a defense, she said, pointing out that the words accident and mistake don't appear in jury instructions. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.